it and its fellow Silicon Valley companies aided in the Bay Area. Google's plan is to build at least 15,000 homes on land that it currently owns in the area. Some will be for low and middle income families. In the past 20 years, the price of an average home in the Bay Area has gone from $300,000 to close to $1 million. Those huge costs have led to an ever-increasing homeless population, many of whom have full-time jobs but can't afford a place to live.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is participating in a roundtable with supporters and delivering remarks at a fundraising committee luncheon. This after the president officially launched his 2020 campaign in Orlando, Florida on Tuesday.
We're fighting against the same far-left politicians that ravaged our great cities and crushed the dreams of African-American middle class. The same people who threw open our borders and allowed drugs, gangs, and illegal labor.
Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney spoke with reporters regarding the recent increasing tensions in Iran. The congresswoman says that America should continue its pressure campaign.
We will defend freedom of navigation, that we'll defend the Straits of Hormuz, we'll defend our interests and the interests of our allies, and that we will not be in a position where they feel that they can blackmail the world with continued rogue behavior.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Good afternoon and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. I'm your host, Richard Christopher Scuderi. We kind of have a dark and dreary day today. I don't know what that's all about. I think I opened my pool, guys, so I apologize. Maybe there's some sort of karma in that because it just seems the rain keeps coming every day. Well, we have a very interesting show for you today. I did some research with down in New Brunswick at Rutgers and Cook College. There was an article came out on truly deer-resistant plants. Now, our program is web-based, so it travels all over the world, actually. But if you're in our local Hunterdon County area, if you're on the East Coast where it's very green, chances are you're going to have a lot of deer. And part of having a beautiful home is having a beautiful landscape. So I found through trial and error some things work, some things don't. But today I'm going to give you the definitive list of surefire plants that the deer won't go near. Really good. I did a lot of research for today's show. So today's show is all about deer-resistant plants. Our phone lines are open, and they are 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. What have you planted? Have you planted anything that you say, wow, the deer never go near this, or maybe they walk over this to get to something else? Give us your secrets. All right, we're going to take some commercial messages to pay for our program. Our topic today is the best deer-resistant plants for your garden.
Folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Thank you. Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Christopher Scuderi, and I own Maven Hill Interior Designs in Ringgoes, New Jersey, at 176 Route 20231. I guess that's northbound lane. Inside Flemington Fan and Lighting, I have accessories, small tables, beautiful pieces of furniture, artwork, and wonderful things for your home. Maven Hill Designs, in the past, I'd say 5 to 10 years, has become more of a contracting firm. So we've decided to make a name change. We're going to be changing the name of the business going forward to be Maven Hill Design Build. You'll see on my, if you follow me on social media and our new advertising, it's Maven Hill Design Build, doing more projects, kitchens, bathrooms, built-ins, things of that nature, and you'll see that in some of the things that I'm doing going forward. We have kind of a fun thing that we do at Maven Hill. We've never raised the price, I think, since we've started. We have something that's called Fresh Eyes, and that is I will come out and spend an hour to 2 hours with you in your home for $199 plus tax, just giving you wonderful general ideas. I have a very big clipboard that's in triplicate, and I will leave you at the end of our 1 to 2 hour session with wonderful ideas that you can do over time. Maybe I can help you implement some of them, or maybe it's just something you want to do with some trained eyes. I'm in so many houses every day. I've learned 22 years every day, so kind of a fun thing to do. If you'd like to book that Fresh Eyes, that $199 plus tax appointment at Maven Hill, the phone number is 908-884-0770. 908-884-0770. So our topic today is deer-resistant plants. I've lived in Hunterdon County for about 20 years now. It's been sort of trial and error and a lot of error. There's a lot of things that can go on when planting. But I found a definitive list of wonderful plants, some that I don't know what they are whatsoever, some I've had personal experience with, but lots of different this is probably the best list I've found about different plants. Now, I apologize. Some of them I will probably mispronounce because they have their true, you know, Latin origin name. But some of them I have personal experience, and we're going to talk about that today. If you live in a deer area with the changing temperatures and climates, deer are encroaching more and more upon suburban and even, you know, rural slash sometimes urban settings. The deer are coming out further and further, and you know, the cost of bringing in flats of flowers can be quite expensive, shrubs and so on, and you don't want to make any mistakes. We want to plant stuff that's going to look good. And in a perfect world, I heard this a long time, it's kind of nice to always have color in your garden. So if you're a very good planter, I was told, if you're a very good gardener, that is, that you can do all perennials. And that there's always something blooming in your garden, so you always have color. I haven't quite gotten that down. I don't know if there's some gardeners that are on the line. If you want to call in and tell us some of your tricks, I've never been able to do that. Now, perennials are does everybody know the difference between perennials and annuals? Perennials are plants that come back every year. You plant them once. They have a certain blooming cycle. They finish blooming, and then next year they come back the same year. So let's say you have a plant, maybe spirea, which is a plant that we'll talk about today. You've planted spirea. Spirea often gives you like a clustery pink flower. It's not the most beautiful flower, but when you see the clusters of them in bushes, they're quite pretty. It's like a shocking pretty pink, and the deer don't go near them. But they only bloom for a certain time because they are perennial. Then they die back. Then next year you'll see them again. So we know in June that you're going to see that plant there. Now, that's probably not the best example because sometimes spirea has a second plant, second bloom in the summer, which is nice. But that's the thing with a perennial, is it's a once-a-year bloom. So you have it for a specific period of time. And again, they say if you're really good, if you're a master gardener, you only buy perennials. You plant them and they grow together, but at different times. So your garden is always has something going on in it. Not so easy to do. Annuals are something that you buy that have the color just for the season. So, for example, if you would buy maybe petunias, right, purple petunias for your gardening, and you put them in, or maybe some sort of a seasonal flower. Perhaps you do snapdragons, or perhaps you do just something that's an annual that has a lot of color. It's going to give you color throughout the season, but then it will die at the end of the season and you won't have it again, so you'd have to replant it every year. So that's just a simple differential between an annual and a perennial. So I'm going to start the list with perennials. Those are plants that are investment plants that you will plant, and they will bloom at a certain time every year and then come back. The first one on my list is, I'm going to spell it first and then I'll say it's called A-G-A-S-T-A-C-H-E, like mustache, agastache. Now, agastache is a perennial, and we want to write some of these down probably because they're good if you go to your garden center. I love the Hyonis greenhouses. There were guests 2 weeks ago on our program. Hyonis Greenhouses in White House Station, New Jersey, does a great job. They're a wholesale grower, so there's great prices, and you can ask them about that first plant, agastache, A-G-A-S-T-A-C-H-E. The second one I also don't know. It's called Arabis, kind of like Aramis with a B, A-R-A-B-I-S. And those are the first two on the list. Number three, and these are, again, perennial, so they bloom at a specific time each year. Once you plant them, you'll have them every year, but only color for a specific time in the season. Artemisia. Now, Artemisia is one that I've heard of before. I don't exactly know what it looks like, and that's spelled A-R-T-E-M-E-S-I-A. The next one is actually a ginger plant, you know, like ginger if you have Thai food and so on. If you plant ginger, a lot of herbs and things of that nature, they have sort of a strong scent and sort of maybe flavor to them. So the deer seem to stay away from them. They seem to be herbs in general, oregano, mint. They seem to stay away from the herbs because they're irritating to them. And in fact, probably the oils they give off may even sort of burn animals. Snap. So the next one is the ginger plant. So if you ever planted ginger, which I have, it sounds like a nice thing to plant. It's Asarum, A-S-A-R-U-M, or the ginger plant. The next one is one that I've had wonderful successes with, and I wish somebody would call on this, because in the Hunterdon County area, Buddleia, which is the common term for butterfly bush, is a real winner. They grow tremendously quick. I remember the first year I came into my new home 14 years ago, I just got, you know, gallon pots of these butterfly bushes, and by the end of the season, they were up two stories. I mean, they just grew tremendously, and you see them mostly in purples and whites, but you also see them in pinks, and the best thing about them is once they usually start to bloom mid-summer, like mid-July, and then until Labor Day or even afterwards, you are just covered in blossoms, and they attract the sort of honey-like scent, attracts every kind of butterfly possible, and it's a wonderful way to spend the summers in your backyard full of interesting butterflies. But they're susceptible to the winter, and my 14-year-old butterfly bushes, and this has happened twice. It happened the year that Sandy hit, and it happened again this past year, which is kind of funny because the weather was pretty mild this winter. We didn't have a bad winter at all. My butterfly bushes are all dead. But don't pull out. If you have Buddleia or butterfly bushes, don't pull them back. A funny thing happens every single time you do it. You cut them down to the base, and then you will notice from that new strength there from the base, you will get a new plant. So I have, in fact, never replaced the ones that went dead, because once you cut them back to the base, they sort of revive themselves again because they're very strong. So I highly recommend Buddleia. I think it's a really good plant for you to do. Lots to talk about. We're going to talk about annuals, things you can plant together, and wonderful, wonderful ideas. It was an article done by Rutgers University in New Brunswick, the Cook campus, on the most deer-resistant plants. We're going to take some commercial messages to pay for our show. A lot more to talk about.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. Let's take a look at today's weather. I think it's going to be kind of depressing. I was putting it off, but let's actually do that. Okay. Okay, guys, I'm seeing yellow flash warnings here. It currently says the National Weather Service is telling me that it's currently 72 degrees. Now until 6 a.m. Thursday, there's a flash flood watch in effect. This afternoon, there's an 80% chance of heavy rain with a high of 76. Tonight, there's a continued 80% chance of heavy rain and fog also with a low of 67. On Thursday, there's a 50 to 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high of 83 degrees. On Thursday night, an 80% chance of continued thunderstorms with a low of 64. However, on Friday, there's a chance of showers early in the day, then mostly sunny with a high of 78. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of 56. On Saturday, a beautiful sunny day with a high of 78. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of 58. And it stops me there. I don't know how Sunday is going to be. But sounds like we're going to start off the next 2 days. It's going to be a little rough, and then it looks like the weekend is going to be really nice, so that's a good thing. If you're just tuning into our program now, my name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Interior Designs for the last 22 years in Ringo's, New Jersey, right in the Flemington area, doing kitchens and bathrooms and all sorts of things related to your home. We often do programs seasonally with the seasonal different things, and I love to do, in the summertime, I love to do garden and deck and patio and all those kinds of things. One of the things that I'm working on right now, and it's made me kind of conscious of it, is people's deck areas and their patios and setting them up and making them more like rooms, because that's what people are doing these days when they're staying home in the summertime. They're setting things up to be comfortable with enclosures and patio furniture that you can sit in, you know, outdoor sofas and things of that nature. Chimeneas, just wonderful spending time outside with nature, and I love all that stuff. Right now I'm working on a commercial project which I've been working on for a couple of years, and that's a wonderful restaurant in New Providence, New Jersey called Moe's Bistro, and they just broke through and we're putting in beautiful sliding black French doors that are opening up to a deck. The deck is complete. We've done that part of it, and now I'm furnishing it, and we're looking at all the different styles of patio furniture, and all the new stuff is kind of the stuff that's inside is kind of transferring to outside. So I looked at tables yesterday because I have to order 10 tables, and they have outdoor tables now that actually look like weathered wood, but they're actually a composite, so they can get wet all the time. Lots of new stuff that has that industrial look for outside. Really interesting thing. So when you're looking now, you know, you've probably just opened up your patio or your deck, take a look at the stores, because there's a lot of new stuff out there and a lot of stuff that's more a little bit more industrial and really kind of fun to change up your patio stuff every couple of years. It's always nice to have a break and do that. Our topic today is deer-resistant plants, and I talked about the first couple of ones, and they have kind of those Latin names which are kind of tough. We talked about Agastache, Arabis, like Aramis, Artemisia, which I've seen before, the ginger plant, or Azarum, and then Buddleia, which is butterfly bush. The next one I also don't know, and that's called Baptisia, like baptism, B-A-P-T-I-S-I-A, Baptisia. And then there's another one called Brumeria, B-R-U-M-E-R-I-A. Now, the next one I have used before, and you probably see this all the time. You know what I always tell people to do? The best landscaping is in high-end corporate parks. Drive through a corporate park right now in June, and you will see the beds are the best. They have the dark mulch. They have the best deer-resistant plants and the best color combinations. One of the color combinations I kind of like is purple, yellow, and white. I always think that that's complementary to each other. And a lot of the deer-resistant plants are in the purple-yellow combination. And if you pair that with white, that's kind of nice. Probably a little bit better with a more of a traditional setting than a contemporary setting. I like oranges for contemporary. But that purple, yellow, and white is kind of nice. So the next one is a yellow plant. And there's a couple of different varieties of it, but it's called Coreopsis. And Coreopsis is a tall flower that's sort of like a bush, and then it has yellow flowers that last kind of a long time. So if you had a Coreopsis, which the deer don't eat, and there's different varieties. There's ones that they really hate and ones that they sort of hate. The one that they don't seem to touch at all is called a moonbeam Coreopsis, and that's what I have in my yard around my fountain. which has a light yellow flower, but there's a lot of different hardier coreopsis that have a thicker yellow flower. But the coreopsis is a good plant. I've used it before. The deer eat kind of around it and other things, and they won't touch that. So coreopsis is a really good one for you. The next one I have in my yard as well, I didn't like it. It's kind of an old-fashioned plant, but I have been using it because it gives you some seasonal color. It has a little visual interest, and that is called Bleeding Heart, the Bleeding Heart plant. Kind of looks like little hearts. It's usually pink and white, or sometimes it has pink, a little purple, in it, and white. And it can also be red and white. And that is another plant, the Bleeding Heart, that the deer don't go near. The next one is called Globe Thistle. And Globe Thistle is kind of a neat-looking plant. It has a lot of architecture to it. But again, it's a perennial. It mixes well with other things because it has some texture. It's not so it's interesting looking. You want to keep in mind, it's not all about color. It's about color and texture and a balance of both. Very good deer-resistant plant. The next one is called Euphorbia. Now, I've heard of Euphorbia before. I haven't dealt with it. But again, that's another one that the deer don't seem to go around. The next one I have a ton of. I inherited it in my property, and then I've added to it. And it's one of my favorite early spring, almost late winter, early spring plants, and that's the Helleborus flower, or what's called commonly called as Lenten Rose. And that starts to appear probably, I'd say that starts to appear like in the beginning of March. You'll notice through the snow, you'll see, depending on what color is, I love green flowers. So I have quite a bit of them in green, and I notice these beautiful green flowers appearing from the snow. Because when you think of the first flowers of coming through from the winter to spring, you think of crocus, right? The purple and the yellow, or the white, the snowdrops, or you think of the daffodils, but you don't think of a green flower coming through. So I started seeing these beautiful patches of green flowers, pink flowers, and then a hybrid with pink and green, beautiful looking low flowers. Well, that flower, in fact, is called a Lenten Rose or a Helleborus. The deer don't go in them, near them whatsoever. And what I've been doing is if we host St. Patrick's Day, I take all the green ones low, cut them, and put them in vases in low arrangements around the white tablecloth, and you have that green and white for St. Patrick's Day. Beautiful. But Helleborus is a great plant. The deer don't eat it. You have it for spring. You're not going to have it in the summer, but you have it for spring for a long period of time. Very pretty. You can cut it and put it in vases. It's not high. It's sort of a low plant, but a great, great plant to do. All right, we're going to go to our first set of commercial messages. A lot to talk about today. Our topic is deer-resistant plants, and we have sort of the one of the best lists I've seen in a long time for the best plants for your home. Back after these messages.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing 100 engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing 100, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back. Our program is called Modern Design. I'm Richard Christopher Scuderi, interior designer for the past 22 years. And part of what I do is staging. And within staging, I'm always looking at the property and picking the best plants for your home. And in our parts, this part of the Northeast, there's often a problem with deer. So we want to put our money to the right types of plants. You know, a lot of these plants are household names. And that's why I wanted to do this show today, because there are things that you want to write down. There are things that you want to look up. Some of them you've seen before, some of them you already have. But if you're going to invest in plants, let's get the right ones, the ones that are going to give you sort of a shelf life, because there's nothing worse. I remember when I first moved to Hunterdon County, I was going to have barbecue, sort of a dinner party outside barbecue, and I went out and I bought flats of beautiful geraniums. And instead of the classic red, I did them blush, white, and pink, and then clustered them together in about 8 pots all around my deck just to do something that was like a statement and looked really pretty and a little bit different. Went upstairs to take a shower, and when I came down, every single plant was cut off. And I said, wait, what happened here? Not a good plant. Geranium, not a good plant in a deer run. So that was something that I learned the hard way. But you don't have to do that, because we have this wonderful list from Rutgers University of New Brunswick that they came out with about the best deer-resistant plants. So we talked about bleeding heart. We talked about globe thistle. We talked about euphorbia. And we talked about, the last one we talked about was helleborus, or Lenten rose. Comes in a lot of different colors. That you'll see around a lot. It wasn't popular, but people have caught on to that one. And that you'll see in the spring in the garden centers, even in the big box stores. I saw it in Lowe's the other day. But it is the end of the season of that. The next one I haven't heard of, it's called Dame's Rocket. Interesting. I wonder what that looks like. The next one is called Hyssop, which is H-Y-S-S-O-P. Not sure what that looks like. The next one is a common flower. It's sort of an old-fashioned flower, but I really like them. And I have them in the front of my yard in a really rich purple. And that are irises. So you can plant wonderful irises. And I like the dark purple, but I've seen them in gold and white and a lot of pinks and a lot of other colors. So irises are something that's good, that are good to plant, and the deer don't go near them. The next one is kind of, a lot of these have funny names. The next perennial we're talking about that is deer-resistant is called Jack in the Pulpit. I'd like to see what that one looks like. The following one I have done before, and I absolutely love it, and there's a lot of different ones, and that is lavender, all the different types of lavender, English lavender, any kind of lavender, which is really pretty. Those the deer don't go after. The next one is actually poisonous. I know it's a highly poisonous flower. It's a white flower. Not a lot of color in it, but it has interesting texture, and that's Lily of the Valley. So the Lily of the Valley is kind of an old-fashioned flower, but the deer don't go near it. The next one on the list is Liguria, L-I-G-U-A-R-I-A. That's an interesting one. The next one is called Monk's. I think it's supposed to be hood. It says good here. Monk's hood or good, like monk, M-O-N-K-S-G-O-O-D, monk's good. The next one is called status. Now, status you'll know because if you've ever gotten a flower arrangement, there's sort of like a dried flower that's kind of long like a pipe cleaner on the end. That's what status looks like. The next one is called L-Y-C-H-N-I-S, lynchus, I guess. Not familiar with that. The next one I absolutely love, and it's in season right now, and that's called Nepeta, which is the real name, N-E-P-E-T-A, or catmint. Have you guys seen catmint? Catmint is really beautiful. It sort of spreads open with wonderful branches, and it's purple. It has a leaf that looks like it's mint, because it's related to mint. It's part of the mint family. And then the tops are all purple. And if you pair that next to like a coreopsis, I was looking at a luxury townhouse complex, and the entrance was done really dark mulch, beautiful. And on either side, they just had a multitude of catmint on either side, and then coreopsis, and the purple and the yellow and the dark mulch. And they were clustered together, and then they're in the height of their bloom. Really, really nice. Catmint is probably one of my favorite deer-resistant perennials. The next one I have really beautiful, but they have such a short shelf life, is peonies. And I always think of peonies as being sort of an old-fashioned flower growing up in Nana's house. I remember she always made would come and she'd have the sewing scissor. You don't have the really good heavy sewing scissor. And she would cut them right before it rained because you knew that flower was so heavy that once the rain hit, it would just sort of be decimated. She'd be out there cutting them in all different kinds. I love the peony, and there's a lot of different kinds. There's a pure white peony that's really lovely. There's one called Maximum Festiva, which I have in my yard, and that's a white peony, but when it opens, the center has just a little bit of like burgundy into it, but it's all white with the burgundy pop, which is lovely. And then there's sort of that sort of pink, which I think is the Sarah Bernhardt, that beautiful pink. And then there's that dark, dark pink, which is really striking. So if you have peonies in your garden, they are gorgeous. They're going to give you great color. They're going to typically bloom in maybe the third week in May or around Memorial Day. But they have a very short shelf life. If you have a peony, you want to have you can go to the garden center and get a holder because their heads are so heavy that they flop and then they hit the ground and so on. You also want to consider when you cut peonies that they're always full of ants. So you want to make sure you keep an eye on that when they go in your house. But peony is a great flower. Short shelf life outside, but absolutely beautiful, and the deer don't eat it. Next one is another gorgeous one, and that's called Russian sage. And Russian sage is quite beautiful, very similar in a way to the cat mint purple. Again, these are anything that's a sage or a mint or an herb, it seems like the deer don't like, or the other creatures as well. Maybe it's the oils in the leaf, they don't like that, or maybe it's the smell. But Russian sage is also beautiful, sort of that sort of sage green kind of leafy greens, and then the purple, really kind of nice together. And the last one on the list is pulmonaria, and that sounds like some sort of an illness. Pulmonaria. So that's my list of base plantings or perennials that you can get to put in your garden, and will come back every year. We're going to take our news break, and then I'm going to talk about annuals, things that you can get now and that will work very well for you in your garden, and the deer won't eat them up. So we'll go to our quick news, and we'll be back with a lot more. Today's show is all about the best list of deer-resistant plants.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is participating in a roundtable with supporters and delivering remarks at a fundraising committee luncheon. This after the president officially launched his 2020 campaign in Orlando, Florida on Tuesday.
We're fighting against the same far-left politicians that ravaged our great cities and crushed the dreams of African-American middle class. The same people who threw open our borders and allowed drugs, gangs, and illegal labor.
Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney spoke with reporters regarding the recent increasing tensions in Iran. The Congresswoman says that America should continue its pressure campaign.
We will defend freedom of navigation, that we will defend the Straits of Hormuz, we'll defend our interests and the interests of our allies, and that we will not be in a position where they feel that they can blackmail the world with continued rogue behavior.
This is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's FORCE to 321321.
With the latest polling on the Democrats running for president, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Former Vice President Joe Biden maintaining a very comfortable lead over the other Democratic presidential hopefuls in this latest poll from USA Today and Suffolk University. The survey finds Biden with a 15-point lead over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, 30-15%. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren coming in third, with 10% among likely Democratic primary voters. No other Democrats in the huge field hit double digits in the poll. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The House Judiciary Committee is debating a bill that would study how the U.S. would implement reparations for victims of slavery. Testifying on Capitol Hill, actor Danny Glover says justice for black people cannot be achieved without radical change to the structure of our society. Meanwhile, Senator Cory Booker argued that black Americans deserve compensation for slavery, domestic terrorism, and segregation. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is on the defensive after calling migrant detention centers on the southern border concentration camps. The New York Democrat made the comparison Monday night on Instagram while criticizing the Trump administration's treatment of illegal aliens. House Minority Leader, Republican from California, Kevin McCarthy, shares with Fox News his thoughts on Ocasio-Cortez's comments.
I think she needs to understand what history is and not compare the both. The other thing she has to understand, too, what is happening along the border, has she been there to see it? These are people who are illegally crossing to coming over. This is a country that's actually caring for them, providing their health care, taking care of the children. And the majority of the children that are coming over are not with their parents. So it's fundamentally different, and she's trying to use something without understanding history, and I would never compare the two. She actually owes the country an apology.
One of the big four tech companies is building homes. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
Google promises $1 billion to address sky-high housing prices that it and its fellow Silicon Valley companies aided in the Bay Area. Google's plan is to build at least 15,000 homes on land that it currently owns in the area. Some will be for low and middle-income families. In the past 20 years, the price of an average home in the Bay Area has gone from $300,000 to close to $1 million. Those huge costs have led to an ever-increasing homeless population, many of whom have full-time jobs but can't afford a place to live.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. I'm your host, Richard Christopher Scuderi. Our topic today happens to be the best deer-resistant plants. And this was a study and a list that was put out by Rutgers University, New Brunswick campus, on the best deer-resistant plants. So we started the show with talking about perennials, and perennials are simply those plants that you'll plant once, and they'll come up for a specific time each year. We went through a list of those. A lot of them have funny-sounding names. Some of them were more recognizable, but things that you could put on your list when you're looking for plants in the garden. I don't just shop in May for my plants for the summer. I shop throughout because things go on sale. And sometimes you just need fillers. There are periods of time, I find, in July and sometimes early August where things burn out and you're having company, and it's always good to add to them. But if you can add with perennials, that's kind of the best, because then you'll have them back and back again. But you can't just do, or at least I haven't been able to just do, a garden full of perennials, because it doesn't seem that you get enough consistent color. You need something that's going to be for the season, and that's what an annual is. You'll plant an annual, kind of like a geranium, or any sort of seasonal plant, like impatience, or just something that has a lot of color that's seasonally there, and it'll carry you through that season, but then when it dies off, it's gone, and you have to plant it again next year. So I'm going to start with one I talk about the most, probably, on Modern Design, and that's ageratum. I actually bought ageratum years ago by mistake, and I got it home, and I thought, what did I plant this for? This is ugly. And it's almost not even like a flower at first. It's like it's a little green plant, and it has this little purple on the end, and it kind of looks fuzzy. Well, it is the best plant I've ever planted. And basically, most of my annuals that I buy are flats of ageratum. They also come in white, but they look much better in purple. And they give you sort of like, they open up to like a cluster, like a rose kind of flower in a way, clustered with beautiful greenery. They grow very quickly. They're very hardy. They spread. You can use them in borders. I fill my pots with ageratum. They are just probably the best plant. They stay throughout the fall. So what happens with my ageratum when the fall comes, I like a combination of purple and orange. Purple and orange are a great combination. So I'll keep the ageratum in my pots. Maybe I'll put in like a dark coleus, and then I'll throw one or two gourds or some pumpkins in with it, and it looks great till Thanksgiving. So it's probably one, my favorite, I think, is the ageratum. It's really great. When you first, you know, when you're in the garden center, as I was in Hyannis, and people are bringing these beautiful things to the counter, and you have these flats of ageratum, which looks like nothing, you're like, you feel terrible. But quite quickly, and it's already happened, I have wonderful black linear pots. I have a courtyard on the side, and I have these beautiful black zinc linear pots. And because of the rain, they've taken off, and it's the beautiful purple flowers against the black. It's just amazing. And there's no predators to them, which is great. And they really thrive. So ageratum is something that I highly, highly, highly recommend. The next one I'm not familiar with, it's called C-A-L-E-N-D-U-L-A, like calendar, Candula, that I'm not familiar with. The next one on the list of an annual is Cleome, C-L-E-O-M-E. Never heard of that one. The next one on the list is Datura, D-A-T-U-R-A. Again, if you're just tuning into our program, it's a list of annuals that you can get. You can still get many of the garden centers. I noticed, and I don't know why this is, but a lot of the garden centers are still loaded. Here we are in mid-June, loaded with plants, and I'm sure the prices are being marked down. So check out the garden centers. Even the big box garden centers are loaded, loaded with plants. So a good time to buy and to add if you haven't done that already. The next one I'm kind of confused about, because I do have this in the garden, and it's a very different looking plant, and that is called Dusty Miller. And Dusty Miller had already appeared in my house before I got there, and I really specifically didn't like Dusty Miller, because Dusty Miller has a plant that's actually gray. It's not green gray, it's gray. It's a gray plant in your garden. And when it doesn't have its flowers on it, it looks pretty ugly to me. But in conjunction, if you group it in conjunction with other flowers, it's really nice, because, of course, grays and purples look great together. Grays and yellows look great together. Grays and pinks look wonderful together. So it does look good in combination with other flowers. But I had these Dusty Miller, and then when the flower came in, I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool. It has a nice look to it. There's another flower similar to it that's also like that, and that's called Lamb's Ear, and it has sort of a fuzzy kind of a texture, and the deer seem to not touch that as well. The next one I've never had in my garden, but I certainly know what they are, and they're called forget-me-nots, and they're sort of a blue color, and there's not a lot of blue flowers in a garden, so that's kind of if you have a blue palette, that's kind of a nice one to do. Heliotrope is the next one that's on the list, which I've seen, but I can't recall what it looks like. Larkspur, L-A-R-K-S-P-U-R, is another flower, an annual that the deer don't go after. The next one is called Macaria, M-A-R-C-A-R-I-A. The next one is called Nicotana, N-I-C-O-T-A-N-A. Next one I absolutely love. Many years ago, for a short period of time, I lived in a ranch house that was sort of blue and white, and spring came, and it was May, and a field of poppies came to life, these beautiful orange poppies with the black center, probably one of my favorite flowers, the orange poppy. There's two different kinds of poppies. There's the Oriental poppy and the Icelandic, I think it's called, poppy. They're so pretty. They're pretty if you cut them in arrangements, but you pair them with another strong color like blue, and wow, are they beautiful together. So poppy is good. You see poppies around. I've been seeing them around, and I'm jealous that I don't have them. But my house is yellow, so an orange poppy near a yellow house, not a good combination. But if you have a house that's gray, oh my God, get some poppies in your yard. Or blue, or a white house, and you have a field of poppies, they're really, really kind of nice. The next one is called Rogersia, R-O-G-E-R-S-I-A. The next one is, again, another herb, rosemary. Now, rosemary people don't, I mean, I always have rosemary on my countertops in my kitchen, because if you make lamb or if you have roasted potatoes, you throw some fresh rosemary in. Really, really delicious together. But rosemary does give off a beautiful flower
Probably not that good for the plant when it flowers, but it gives you a beautiful purple flower that I like a lot. The next one is called Rue, R-U-E. The next one I use a lot, and you see this a lot, and there's different varieties of it, and that is salvia. And salvia is, again, it's an annual. I think there's a perennial salvia also, but this is the annual salvia that you'll see in pots. And often it's in like a dark plum color. It doesn't even quite look like a flower. It has those little sort of flower-like plumes on top that are sort of purple, and it's kind of architectural, but I've planted those for many years. Sometimes at the end of the season, if it's a very hot summer, they kind of dissolve a little bit, but they are a shower in the beginning of the season. They'll give you a dark purple color. The next one is called Santolina, S-A-N-T-O-L-I-N-A. The next one is what I was talking about. It's called Strachys, which is lamb's ear. And I love lamb's ear. I've had that on in my yard for a long time. It's kind of fuzzy like a little lamb, and it's a green-gray color, and it gives you sort of a pink flower. The next one is Snapdragon, which is great. You know, get flats of Snapdragon. They have a lot of color variety. So if you like a color, you'll see them in pink and yellow and red and orange, and you can really bring a lot of color in with Snapdragon, and they will last the whole season. They have a nice, fun summer look to them. The next one is Straw Flower. The next one is called Sweet Alyssum, and they're nice. They're sort of low to the ground and sort of kind of fluffy looking, like little low flowers. Sweet Alyssum is very good for the borders in the front because they're very low. Tansy is the next one, T-A-N-S-Y. And then the last one I think on the annual list is one I've never heard of, and that's called Thaltrum, T-H-A-T-R-U-M. So there's kind of that list. We're going to take one more commercial messages, and I'm going to talk about bulbs that you can plant going forward in the fall, and then ground covers that are deer resistant after these commercial messages.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Interior Designs locally right here in Ringo's, New Jersey at 176 Route 202 31 North in Ringo's, right across from the Flemington Motor Vehicle Inspection Station. Have wonderful things in the store, beautiful lamps and lighting, but also accessories, tables, wonderful pieces of art. Wonderful things for your home. I carry a wonderful line of fabrics, a large line of fabrics. So if you're looking to recover anything. You know what we just did, which was kind of neat? And you can do this because I say just as much as we live inside most of the year, we have 3 months where we really can live outside. I carry the Sunbrella fabric line now of outdoor fabrics that are beautiful with lots of colors. And if you have some wonderful cushions that have been with you for a long time and you want to change the look, I just recently did that. I had those classic Hunter Green forever and ever, and I just did them over in black with white piping. Kind of reinvented it. If you have white furniture, it just gives it a crisp, more modern kind of look. We do window treatments with some of the wonderful fabrics. I get great prices on fabrics. And I have a local workroom that makes all my Roman shades and valances and all the different things for your home. So a lot of reasons to visit us at Maven Hill Interior Designs within Flemington Fan and Lighting. Again, at 176 Route 20231 in Ringo's, New Jersey. Phone number to reach Maven Hill is 908-884-0770. 908-884-0770. So it looks like we have about 6 minutes left. So I have some more plants to go through. Our topic today is deer-resistant plants. And I will say that I've noticed, particularly this year, and I don't know if people were just busier or whatnot, but the garden centers the second week in June are still packed with wonderful inventory, which usually means the prices do come down. So if you haven't completed everything in your garden, I buy throughout the season. I'm always buying because sometimes in mid-July, everything kind of dies out and you're going to have a pool party and then there's nothing in your beds. Always get some annuals. At the end, I mean, they have a short shelf life, so you can get them for almost nothing. Throw them in, and then when you take the pictures, you have a beautiful backdrop. Just a little bit of a trick. So we talked about, I'm not going to go through all of them, but we talked about perennials that were considered to be deer resistant. Some of my favorites were the buddleia, and that's the butterfly bush, whites, pinks, and purples. And sometimes I've seen that they're of all three colors on one bush. They're pretty good. Coreopsis, which is a yellow-type flower. Bleeding heart, which you see from time to time, kind of an old-fashioned type of a flower with an architectural look. Lenten rose comes in lots of different colors. I love the green ones. Our green and white is very pretty. Comes in early spring, I guess, again, a perennial that is deer-resistant. Irises, old-fashioned, beautiful irises in all different colors work out very well. Lavender is another one that works out very well in the perennial side of things. And catmint, one of my favorites, catmint and Russian sage, all are wonderful perennials that you can buy that are readily available in big box stores and garden centers that the deer won't go after. And the annuals, which we just did, my single favorite is ageratum. Go take a look at what the ageratum look like. And let them, buy a couple, let them grow. Dusty Miller, forget-me-nots are another one that's wonderful. The poppy, the beautiful orange poppies. Rosemary, wonderful salvia, and snapdragons are some of my favorites, easy common flowers that will add a lot of color to your beds. Now, there are just two more categories before we finish up today that are the best deer-resistant plants. Again, this list was done by Rutgers University in New Brunswick on some of the best deer-resistant plants for our area. Now we're going to talk about bulbs. And the first one is one I like. They call this Lucille Ball Flower. It's called an allium. An allium kind of looks like a bulb that you would plant like a tulip, but it grows straight up like a tulip. And then the head of it is completely round, like a ball. And they also call that Lucille Ball Flower. I like that one a lot. I've never planted them, but I'm going to do that. Maybe get some bulbs for the fall, for the spring, for next year. The next one I'm not familiar with. It's C-O-L-C-H-I-U-M, colchium. The next one also not familiar with, and that is fritillia. Then there's a bulb called winter aconite that is also considered a bulb that's deer-resistant. The next one is probably the most common in deer areas bulbs to plant. It's actually poisonous to deer, and that is daffodils. And the one good thing about daffodils is that you don't have to get just solid yellow daffodils. You can get solid, you can get daffodils that are yellow with white centers now. You can get white daffodils. You can get daffodils that are pink and white, yellow with orange centers. And you theoretically could do fields of, if you have a big piece of property, you could do fields for the spring, fields of daffodils in patches in all different colors, and you would have a variety. They are a narcissus bulb, which is poisonous to deer, so they're terrific. The next one I absolutely love, if you're not familiar with it. I used to use these. I used to give these away at Easter time because no one knew what they were, and I'd come to the table with something that they never saw before, and that is ranunculus. And ranunculus is also a rose sort of like flower that's a bulb that is deer resistant, comes in a lot of different colors, and really, really pretty. The next one, I'm really not sure of what it's like. It's called Cilia stiberica. Not sure what that is. And then finally on the bulb list is snowdrops. And snowdrops, you'll see in the late winter, early spring that come through. They look like little white snowdrops. I was also told that grapevine hyacinths are good, but I planted them and the deer ate them, so I wouldn't do that. But the snowdrops, they don't touch. And then finally, ground covers, different types of ground covers. The first one is called ajuga, and ajuga is a ground cover with sort of a purple on it. Lily of the valley, which can be a ground cover, poisonous to a lot of animals, actually, so you want to be careful with that. Epidium is another one. Sweet woodruff is another ground cover. Lamium, and then finally, Pachysandra. Now, Pachysandra, there was a period of time there, my house in the front has that, where people were filling their beds with Pachysandra, so you never have to really maintain it because it's covered by a ground cover that is seasonal. So Pachysandra, for some people, is a great thing to have. You want to keep in mind, though, that animals and creatures can kind of make their home in there when you're going to plant or trim. Well, that's the end of another program of Modern Design. We have wonderful seasonal shows coming up. We're going to do some shows about home maintenance. We're going to do a show in the next couple of weeks about safety in your home, the things that make your home healthy. Lots of different topics coming in. And also, feel free to contact me on social media. I am on Facebook. There's a Modern Design on 100 in Chamber Radio Facebook page. Tell me what you want to see, and we will have it in upcoming shows. Also, you can tune into my television show. I have a weekly television show on the Comcast channel called Designed for the Times, and if you can watch it anytime on YouTube, on the YouTube channel. If you go to my name, Richard Christopher Scuderi, there's 2 years' worth of shows on all different topics related to home design. Well, thank you for tuning in again, and I will see you next Wednesday at 2 o'clock right here for another Modern Design. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate leaders have agreed on a bipartisan emergency funding bill that addresses the overflow of illegal aliens at the U.S.-Mexico border. But the House and administration have still yet to get on board with the bill that has funds of about $4.5 billion. Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise.
It's time for Speaker Pelosi to bring a bill to the House floor to address the serious crisis and make sure that HHS has the money they need to take care of the health care needs of these young children that are being abused.
Another tense hearing on Capitol Hill over the Boeing 737 MAX jets. Retired pilot Sully Sullenberger was there to testify, saying that pilots need to be properly trained on the software of the airplanes.
These crashes are demonstrable evidence that our current system of aircraft design and certification has failed us. These accidents should never have happened.
This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like you're never quite enough. You know what would really help, finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Trump administration's rolled back another regulation. as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration completing one of its biggest rollbacks of environmental rules, replacing a landmark Obama-era effort that tried to wean the nation's electric grid off coal-fired power plants. EPA Chief Andrew Wheeler, a former coal industry lobbyist, signing the replacement rule, giving states leeway in deciding whether to require efficiency upgrades at existing coal plants. He said the coal-fired power plants remain essential to the nation's power grid, something opponents deny. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Democrats are openly complaining about Hope Hicks' refusal to answer their questions during closed-door testimony before a House Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. The White House has asserted executive privilege over any information Hicks, a former White House Director of Communications, might be asked to give about her work in the Trump administration. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The RNC says President Trump raised nearly $25 million for his re-election in less than 24 hours. The president tweeted thank you, and as to how the media is covering the president in his Tuesday night speech in Orlando, Florida, Molly Hemingway is an editor with The Federalist. She tells Fox News,
"This is exactly what we heard in 2016, and it is somewhat disappointing that the media haven't even updated their spin on things. I think at worst what you have is a corporate political media that is pushing an agenda rather than just reporting the news, and that is why their media coverage is so hostile. At best, they're just bad at their jobs, which means that they don't understand how the President of the United States speaks. They don't understand his rhetoric. They don't understand its appeal, and that's fine if they don't understand it. They just shouldn't be in journalism jobs. I think the more likely scenario, though, is that they are partisans pushing an agenda.